Well, I appreciate Casey. He has to do double duty today, so thank you. It's good to be here again with you and to open God's Word with you.
很高兴今天和大家在一起，我们来分享神的话语。
So let's pray.
让我们低头做祷告。
Lord God, we thank you that you have brought us here together, that we have your Word, God, that we can come to you and know you through your Word. Both in the language of English and in Chinese, Lord. We thank you for those who have translated the Bible so that we can know what your word is and study it today. And not only study it, Lord, but experience what it has for us as we live our lives under your word. And we do this all for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
So I've entitled the sermon today, A Mighty Fortress is Our God.
今天我的讲题是你是我的全能堡垒。
And I can't take credit for the sermon title. It's a hymn that was written by Martin Luther.
我不能抢夺了这个 title 的美名。这首今天的这个我的讲题呢是马丁路德他所取的。
And Luther based this hymn upon Psalm 46.
那马丁路德呢他之所以有这个灵感呢，是根据诗篇第四十六篇而来的。
Now the sermon is not about Martin Luther, but I want to briefly mention him.
今天我的主题呢，不是讲马丁路德呢，但是我愿意花一点时间来讲述他的作为。
And this is because last Tuesday, which was October 31st, 2017, it was the 500th anniversary of what we know to be the beginning of the Protestant Reformation.
因为上周二呢，十月三十一号，二零一七年的十月三十一号呢，正是五百周年纪念呢，就是马丁路德当初这个新教改革的开始。
In 1517, Martin Luther posted what is known as the 95 Theses on the door of a church in Wittenberg, Germany.
在五百年前呢。马丁路德张贴了这个著名的九十五条纲在德国的这个Wittenberg 这个城市的好多教会里头。
Now to most all of you, this probably means very little.
对我们在座的会众来讲呢可能没有很大的意义。
But why this was so important was because this would be the initial act that would call the church back to the essentials, which is the authority of the Bible, and that salvation is solely by grace through faith in Christ alone.
但是它之所以重要呢，是不仅仅它是第一个行动呢，来对抗当时的教会要求这个教会能够重新回到这个圣经的原则，也就是救赎呢是从是靠着恩典，是靠着因为相信主耶稣基督，单单相信主耶稣基督而有的这个恩典。
So the Reformation was not just a part of Western history, but would have worldwide implications.
所以这宗教改革呢，不仅仅在西方的历史占着一席之地，而且对这个整个全世界都有非常深远的影响。
I believe that Luther would be filled with so much joy to know that people today from China are, in their own language, praising the name of Jesus.
我相信马丁路德在天之灵呢，他也会非常的高兴看到现在中国人呢，手里都能够有的自己语言的这个中文的这个圣经。
Luther suffered much for his work and could very well have been killed for what he was doing.
他马丁路德呢，为了因为他的这个工作呢，他受了很多苦，甚至他可能因此而被杀了。
But amidst this, he knew that ultimately his life was in the hands of God.
但是他虽然身在苦难之中呢，他知道最终他的生命是由神来掌管的。
And this was why Luther was able to take his stand.
这也是为什么他。能够力挺为主来力挺。
And likewise, with the Bible in our hands, we are called to take our stand today.
同样的呢，我们今天我们手里头有这个圣经， 我们也应该能来为神来说话的。
So I want us to look at Psalm 46 today.
所以今天我愿意来跟大家一起来分享诗篇第四十六篇。
And if you have a Bible, please turn and read along with me.
如果大家手头上的这个圣经呢，请大家翻开诗篇第四十六篇。诗篇第四十六篇。
Would you like me to read first the whole thing and then you'll read?
Yes, please.
Okay. This is the word of God. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth gives way, though the mountains be moved into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble at its swelling. Selah. There is a river whose stream makes glad the city of God, the holy habitation of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God will help her when morning dawns. The nations rage, the kingdoms totter. He utters his voice and the earth melts. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Selah. Come, behold the works of the Lord, how he has brought desolation on the earth. He makes war cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the chariots with fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Selah.
好不好？就让我们一起来朗读诗篇第四十六篇，请。神是我们的避难所，是我们的力量，是我们在患难中随时的帮助。所以地虽改变，山虽摇动到海心，其中的水虽喷轰翻腾，山虽因海涨而颤抖，我们也不害怕。有一道河，这河的分岔是神的城欢喜，这城就是至高者居住的圣所。神在其中，城必不动摇。到天一亮，神必帮助这城。外邦喧嚷，列国动摇，神发声，地变融化。万军之耶和华与我们同在，雅各的神是我们的避难所。你们来看耶和华的作为，看他使地怎样荒凉。他止息刀兵，直到地极。他折弓断枪，把战车焚烧在火中。你们要休息，要知道我是神。我必在外邦中被尊崇，在遍地上也被尊崇。万军之耶和华与我们同在，雅各的神是我们的避难所。Amen.
Amen. So I hope that you had a good week.
我希望大家都有一个美好的一周。
But sometimes we have a hard week, a hard month, and maybe even a hard year.
但是有时候我们会有不顺利的一周，甚至月，甚至可能整年都不顺利。
It feels like we are being attacked and beat up from every direction.
好像啊，我们被击打，好像从四面八方都来攻击我们一样。
In these times, where do we go?
但是在这样的情况之下，我们要投靠谁呢？
Our natural temptation is to live in our own strength.
我们很自然的本性就是来靠着我们自己的力量来解决困难。
But the psalmist here today reminds us that it is not within ourselves that we should abide, that it is in God whom we find our refuge.
但是从刚刚读的经文里头呢，这个诗人告诉我们，我们不应该靠自己。我们之所以能得到平安，是靠着我们的神。
And so when we try to live in our own strength, we find out how truly weak we actually are.
当我们想要靠着我们自己的时候，我们会发觉我们自己是多么的无力。
But when we seek to live our life in the power of God, we see how mighty He is.
但是当我们来靠着神的时候，我们却能看到神的大能是多么多么的无限。
My family and I just got back from a trip to San Diego.
我和家人呢，才刚刚从这个圣地亚哥游玩一趟回来。
And we spent much time on the beaches watching the waves come in from the ocean.
我们在那里很享受的啊，在海滩上面看着这个浪潮来来去去的。
And if you look way out, you can see how massively powerful some of these waves are.
当涨潮的时候，我们看到那个浪涛是多么的巨大，多么的吓人。
But as they get closer to shore during the low tide season, they're not so massive.
但当退潮的时候，我们看到越靠近这个海滩的时候呢，这个浪却是越来越小的。
So we had fun standing on the beach and letting the waves of the ocean roll over our feet.
所以我们有很多愉快的时光站在海滩上面来玩耍。
But one time, our youngest son William, he thought he could stand against this wave, and we found that suddenly he was carried away by the wave.
那有一次呢我最小的儿子 William 呢他站在这个海滩上面，他想要看看自己是不是能抵挡的这个浪潮的这个力量，而不被浪潮冲走。
And thankfully he was not hurt and we laughed about it afterwards.
但是我们看到这浪潮把他卷走，那幸好呢他没有受伤，而我们呢在一旁来大笑。
But there are times in our lives,when the waves of this world will crash against us and we will fall down.
在我们的一生当中呢，我们会经历到有时候这个浪潮大的我们承受不了，会把我们击垮的。
But the good news of the gospel is that if we are in Jesus, these waves will not overtake us.
但是我们知道呢，如果是在主耶稣基督里面呢，这些困难，这些浪潮呢，是没有办法来击倒我们的。
The problem is when we think that when we become a Christian, we will not face trials and tribulations.
很多的时候呢，我们以为信了主呢，我们就再也不会经历到任何的苦难。
That somehow life will just be something of roses and sunshine.
有时候呢，就是说我们的生活就会一帆的风顺，天色长蓝。
So I like the first song that you guys sang because it dealt with that. Yeah, good.Jesus never promised this. In fact, he promised us the exact opposite.
耶稣基督从来没有应许我们会天色长蓝。相反的，他告诉我们生活会有苦难。
John 16 verse 33 says, I have said these things to you that you may have peace. In this world you will have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world.
在约翰福音在约翰福音十六章三十三节这边讲到说呢，主耶稣讲到说呢，我将这些事告诉你们，是要叫你们在我里面有平安，在地上你们有苦难，但你们可以放心，我已经胜了世界。
So we see here that Jesus did promise that those who are His can have peace.
所以主耶稣基督的确是应许我们在他里面会有平安的。
That no matter what comes in life,The peace of Jesus is secure.
不管我们遭遇任何事情，在主耶稣基督里面，这个平安是一定会给我们的。
His peace will see you and I through the darkest times.
他所赐的平安会带领着我们走过最黑暗的低谷。
And we live in very dark times.
那现在呢，我们就是生活在一个，活在一个非常黑暗的这个时代里面。
It seems like evil is prevailing all over the world.
似乎呢，邪恶充斥了整个世界。
But we need to see such things with eyes of faith.
所以呢，我们必须要用我们属灵的眼睛呢，信心的眼睛呢，才能看到这些事情的。
When it seems that the world is falling apart, we need to realize that God is actually upholding this world.
这个世界好像在经历的这个分裂的状态，但是我们要晓得呢，神仍然他的正义呢仍然在其中来彰显的。
We must realize that there are invisible demonic forces at work in this world.
我们必须要知道呢，有我们所肉眼所看不见的邪恶的势力呢，在这世界上掌权的。
We need to know that there is an enemy of God, and his name is Satan.
我们也必须要知道， 这个抵挡神的这个敌人呢，他的名字就叫撒旦。
But also important, we need to remember that Satan is not equal in power to God.
但是我们必须要了清楚地认识到一点，这个撒旦的力量是没有办法来跟神的全能来相比的。
God is all powerful, He is all knowing, and always present. Satan is not.
我们所信的这位上帝呢，他是全能、全知，而且是永在的、永在的神，但是撒旦却不是。
Satan seeks to have this world follow him rather than follow God.
撒旦魔鬼呢，在这个世上游行呢，要寻找让人来源，要来相信他，而不相信神。
Now, if we are in Jesus, he cannot have our soul, but he can seek to take our joy.
我们知道撒旦魔鬼，他没有办法来夺走我们的灵魂，来伤害我们的灵魂，但是呢，他却可以把我们的这个喜乐呢，来让我们受苦的。
Satan seeks to discourage and distract us from a life that's lived in communion with God.
撒旦魔鬼呢，他的作为就是要让我们来和神处在一个不和谐的状态之下。
So we need to know that life is a battle, and we are called to wage war.
我们必须要了解到呢，我们的生活。我们就是一场战争，而且我们信神的人是随时都要来准备来和这个撒旦魔鬼来搏斗的。
Ephesians 6:11-12, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places.
在以弗所书第六章十一节这么写道，要穿戴上帝所赐的全副军装，好在就能抵挡魔鬼的诡计，因为我们并不是以属血气的征战，乃是与那执政的、掌权的、管辖着幽暗世界的以及天空属灵气的恶魔征战。
But in all this, we know that ultimately the battle belongs to the Lord.
我们都知道是主耶稣基督为我们来征战的。
So these times can be fearful.
在这个征战的时候呢，可能是非常吓人的。
But notice in verse 2 and 3 of this psalm,He says, Therefore I will not fear, though the earth gives away, though the mountains be moved in the heart of the sea, though the waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble as it's swelling.
在我们刚读的诗篇46篇第二到第三章，所以地虽改变，山虽摇动到海心，其中的水虽喷扑翻腾，山虽因海涨而颤抖，我们也不害怕。
This is very dramatic language, but sometimes in our soul, this seems to be the case.
这描写虽然有点夸张，但是有时候我们的这个灵魂却是真实的经历到这样的状况。
As if everything around us is crumbling.
好像在我们的周围，整个世界都破碎了。
But amidst this storm, the psalmist says,that we are to remain calm. And he mentions a calm river.
但是爱呢，有一种爱呢，是可以来把这个巨浪来平静的。这个就像诗人所讲的有一个平静的河一样。
In verse 4 it says, there's a river whose stream makes glad the city of God.
有一条河，它众多的支流使神的城充满快乐。
What first came to my mind is Psalm 23, verse 1 through 3, which says, The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake.
讲到平静，首先在我脑海里出现的就是诗篇第23章第一节，耶和华是我的牧人，必不致缺乏，他使我躺卧在青草地上，领我在安静的水边，他使我的灵魂苏醒，为自己的名，他引导我走一路。
Now, if you look at Psalm 23, this gladness is not, again, amidst roses and sunshine, but rather it is when we go through the valley of the shadow of death.
从这诗篇二三章我们可以看到呢，这个我们的生命当中不是天色常蓝，相反的呢，却是要经过一个死荫的幽谷的。
How can this be?
这怎么可能呢？
It shows that we can find gladness in God in any circumstance we come to.
这诗篇这诗人告诉我们呢，在任何的情况之下呢，在神里头，我们都可以寻找到这个喜乐。
One way we can know if our joy is in God alone is if we can find gladness in Him even amidst our sorrows.
我们知道，我们的喜乐是只有在耶稣基督里才能找得到的。纵使我们在最这个痛苦之中，我们仍然可以找到喜乐的。
This does not mean that there are not tears, nor that tears are showing a lack of faith.
这并不是告诉我们说我们从此就不再会有眼泪。相反的呢，眼泪也不是代表着我们没有信心的。
Rather, it is in the tears that I find my comfort in knowing that God will sustain me.
相反的呢，在流眼泪当中呢，我们却可以发现是神来托住我们的。
There's a well-known hymn called "It Is Well with My Soul."
有一首非常著名的这个诗歌叫《我心灵得安宁》。
And the first section goes, "When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, Thou hast taught me to say, It is well, it is well with my soul."
这首歌这么讲到，有时想平安，如江河平又稳；有时悲伤来，似滚滚。不论何环境，足以教导我说，我心里得安宁，得安宁。
And this hymn was actually written by a man shortly after he had learned that his four young daughters had died at sea when the ship that they were on sunk into the ocean.
这首歌是一个人在他得知他四个女儿在一次的这个海难中失去了生命之后不久，这个人写出来的一首歌的。
And in fact, it was written as he was on a boat to go to the spot where the ship had gone down.
当写这首诗的时候呢，这个人是在船上正经过他女儿们被海浪冲击葬身在海底的那个地方，他所写的这个诗歌。
How is it that one can reach such a point where at this moment, that moment, they could say, "It is well with my soul"?
一个人怎么可能在那种情况下仍然说我心灵得安宁呢？
Look at verse 5. It says, "God is in the midst of her; she shall not be moved. God will help her when the morning dawns."
在第五节这边呢，讲到说呢，神在城中，城必不动摇。天亮，神必帮助他。
So when we are suffering, it often feels like we are standing alone in this world.
当我们在困难之中的时候呢，我们感觉这世界好像就只有我们。
But we need to be reminded of the fact from Deuteronomy 31:8, which says, "It is the Lord who goes before you. He will be with you. He will not leave you or forsake you. Do not fear or be dismayed."
在这时候呢，我们要想起神的话语，在《生命记》第31章第八节，耶和华神亲自在你前头行，与你同在，他绝不撇弃你，也不离弃你，你不要害怕，也不要惊慌。
Sometimes things are so dark in our soul we cannot see God.
有时候呢，事情是这么的恶劣，以至于我们的灵魂，我们看不到神的存在。
But in the darkness of night, we need to know that the light of the morning will come.
但是即使在最黑暗的这个夜里呢， 我们也要相信黎明是会到来的。
And that even in the darkness, God holds our hand tightly.
即使是在最黑暗的这个时候呢，神仍然是紧紧握住我们的手。
In this, we can know that in Jesus, our sufferings are temporary, and that eternal joy awaits us in His kingdom.
在这时候，我们要知道，我们所受的这个痛苦不过是自暂自短的。那我们终究在神的国度里，我们会有永恒的。
In verse 6, we see that nations rage and that kingdoms totter.
在第六节，我们看到列邦喧然，万国动摇。
The kingdoms of this earth, they rise and they fall.
这世界上的这个国度呢，兴起又没落了。
But our hope is in the kingdom not of this world, it is in the kingdom of God.
但是我们的希望呢，是在不是在这个世上的国度，而是在神的国度里。
For God is King of Kings, and His kingdom will never end.
因为神是万王之王，他的国度永远存在。
The most important thing in this life is to know that we are to be found, we will be found in the kingdom of God.
最重要的事情是呢，我们要在这个神的这个国度里面。
And we are admitted to the kingdom of God only through Jesus Christ and His gospel.
我们能进入神的国度，仅仅只有靠着耶稣基督和他的相信他的福音。
And look at verse 8, it says, Behold the works of the Lord.
在第八节，要我们看耶和华的作为。
When we behold the works of God, it puts our life circumstances in perspective.
当我们看耶和华作为的时候，就把我们的生命的这个场景放在正确的这个位置上面了。
We need to be reminded that it is God Himself who spoke this very universe into existence.
我们再一次的提，这我们必须要再一次的被提醒，神是创造这宇宙世界，是凭着他的话说有就有的。
So we need to review our thought life.
所以我们需要去重新的思考我们的这个生命。
Because this will often determine our frame of mind and how we see our circumstances in life.
因为这样子能够帮助我们了解我们的所思所想和我们所处的环境。
If I fill my mind with the things of this world, I will be filled with worry and anxiety.
如果我的心中所思的都是这世界的这个想法的时候呢，那我心中就会充满了忧虑和焦急。
But when I fill my mind with the truth of God, I will be filled with peace and confidence in Him.
但是当我的心里充满了神的这个真理的时候呢，那我就会我的这个心里就会充满了这个平静和安稳。
So often when there is chaos in our life, we want to do something about it to solve the problem.
所以经常的时候呢，当我们在混乱的时候呢，我们想靠着我们自己来解决事情。
And there may be time for that, but first, notice what we are called to do in verse 10. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth.
虽然时候到了，我们仍然是需要去来解决事情的就像但是在第十节这边讲到说呢，你们要休息，要知道我是上帝，我必在外邦中被尊崇，在遍地也被尊崇。
This verse is very important because it reminds us who we are by nature.
这句话对我们是非常重要，因为它告诉我们，我们的本性是怎么样的。
We are weak, anxious, and fearful.
我们是非常的软弱，我们也是非常容易焦虑，我们更是容易感到害怕的。
More importantly, this verse shows and reminds us who God is by nature.
这句话这节的经文也同时的告诉我们神他是怎么，他的属性是怎么样，他对我们是非常重要的。
He is powerful, almighty, and utterly in control.
他是有能力的，他是全能的神，他也是掌管万有的神的。
So there is certainty in these verses.
所以在从这里我们看到了确信的。
And we need to know certainty because in this world there is so much uncertainty.
我们必须要看到有这个确据，因为在现在这个时代呢，有太多的不确定的这个我们没有办法把握的事情了。
But in the Bible, we find a God of certainty who we can rely upon.
从这个圣经里头呢，我们找到了，我从神的这个身上呢，我们找到了我们可以来确信的依据。
God will accomplish what he has set out to do.
神会成就他所应许的。
And we see a perfect example of this in the person of Jesus Christ.
我们看到了一个完，在耶稣基督上看到了一个完美的例子。
Jesus came to this world, and what seemed to be the ultimate means of his defeat, his death upon the cross, was actually the ultimate means of his victory, his resurrection.
耶稣基督来到这个世上，在世人的眼中，似乎看到了耶稣是失败的，因为他被钉死在十字架上了。但是实际上呢，最终的胜利是就是因为他的成就了这个救赎。
At the time, it seemed that Jesus was the one who was defeated and that Satan was victorious.
在那个时候呢，看起来好像耶稣基督被打败了，而撒旦魔鬼他是个得胜者。
But the exact opposite was the case.
但事实上却是相反的。
So we need to be reminded of the fact today, as we sing with the hymn writer, "This is my Father's world. Let me never forget that though the world or the wrong seems often so strong." God is the ruler yet.
我们需要时时的来被提醒，就像这首诗歌里所讲的，这是天父的世界，我们永远不可忘记。
So let us remember today that if we are in Jesus, He is our fortress.
所以我们今天再一次的提醒我们自己，神是我们坚固的堡垒。
We don't see many fortresses today. But in ancient times, they were used to keep people inside safe and those who meant harm to do harm outside.
现代我们可能已经不太容易看见还有堡垒的存在了，但是在过去的这个时代里面，这个堡垒是保护我们的安全，而且可以把这个危险排拒在外的。
And we need to remember that before Jesus saves us, we are outside of his fortress.
我们要记得在耶稣基督拯救我们之前呢，我们是在神的堡垒之外的。
By nature, we are an enemy of God, and our sin separates us from Him.
因为罪把我们和神来分离，所以我们的本性是神的敌人的。
But anyone who comes to Jesus to receive the forgiveness of their sins is welcomed in as a child of God.
但是任何一个人因为相信来到耶稣面前承认这个是有罪而要求被赦免的时候呢，那都可以进到神的国度里面是神成为神的儿女的。
In Jesus, your greatest enemy, which is your sin and a rebellion against God, has been removed.
因为耶稣基督在耶稣基督里面，我们最大的这个敌人呢，也就是我们内心中反对神的那份反对呢，已经被挪走了。
On the cross, Jesus took the full wrath of God the Father upon Himself for your behalf.
因为在耶稣基督上，因为在十字架上呢，耶稣为我们担当了父神他的震怒。
So that now if you're in Jesus, you can stand before God without any fear of punishment or condemnation.
所以在耶稣基督里面呢，我们可以坦然无惧地站在神面前，不会惧怕任何的这个惩罚的。
The real question is, what are you building your life upon?
这很重要的一个问题就是我们把我们的这个信仰的基础呢 是建立在生命的基础呢，是建立在什么之上的？
Matthew 7 verse 24 through 27 says, Everyone who hears the word of mine and does them will be like a wise man who built his house upon the rock. And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on the house, but it did not fall, because it was founded on the rock. And everyone who hears these words of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. The rain fell, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat against the house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it.
就像在马太福音第七章二十四节这么说到，所以凡听见我这话去行的，好比一个聪明人把房子盖在磐石上，雨淋、水冲、风吹撞着那房子，房子总不倒塌，因为根基是立在磐石上。凡听见我这话不去行的，好像一个无知的人把房子盖在沙土上，雨淋、水冲、风吹撞着那房子，房子就倒塌了，并且倒塌得很大。
So it is a fact of life that the storms of life will come.
在生命里面，这个暴风雨会来的。
The question is, have you built your house upon the foundation of Jesus?
问题是，我们是不是把我们的这个盖房子的基础呢，是建立在主耶稣基督身上呢？
For he can be trusted with all of your life.
我们可以全心全意的来相信这位主耶稣的。
All other man-made fortresses will crumble in the end.
所有人造的这个城堡呢，总有会倒塌的时候。
Our money, our intellect, our strength, in the end will all fade away.
我们所有的财富，我们的聪明才智和我们的力量呢，终究有一天会逝去的。
All these things in the end will fail us.
总有一天这些东西都没有办法来救我们的。
But God will never fail his people.
但是神却从来不会使他的这个子民来受到伤害的。
And in Jesus, God our fortress, he will sustain us through it all.
在耶稣基督里，他是我们的这坚固的堡垒，他会带领我们经过一切的暴风雨的。
Amen, let's pray.
感谢。
Thank you, Lord God, that you are our fortress, that you are so strong and mighty, and that you care for us, that you are willing to send your son Jesus to die in our place, to pay the penalty for our sin and rebellion against you, Lord, that we may be called children of God, that we who were far away have now been brought near by the blood of Jesus. I pray, Lord, that that would be so for each one here today, and that we would rest in that comfort and peace that we know through him and his blood. We thank you, Lord, for this word. I pray that it would encourage each one of us as we go out to bear the storms of life, to know that we are not alone, that you are with us each step of the way, and that we can rely upon you. You will never fail us, and we thank you for that. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay.